Like most Americans, I just about OD on the news. I mean, no matter what it's about. Oh, it might be news about elections or some economic problem, eruptions in the Middle East. It's all important, but it's not exactly in the joy to the world category. So I absolutely loved a feel-good story out of New York City that went viral across Facebook a couple of years ago. It was about the friendly policeman and the freezing homeless man. And it had Christmas story written all over it. Yep. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about stopping for you this Christmas. In case you missed it, a young police officer on patrol in Times Square came upon a homeless man who was sitting there barefoot on the sidewalk. It was one of those two pair of socks night for the officer, and even then his feet were freezing. You couldn't imagine a man sitting there barefoot all night. So the man in blue went inside a nearby store, bought the homeless man a $100 pair of boots with his own money. And when he gave those boots to that barefoot man, well, you can only imagine the joy. It would have been one of life's invisible acts of kindness, except for a tourist who was there with a cell phone camera. She was so moved with what she was watching, she snapped the picture, which was then seen by millions of people. Maybe because it was the Christmas season. That poignant scene triggered a flashback to something my personal hero did over and over again. It's one of the many things that makes me love him. That would be Jesus. The incident I remember took place when Jesus was entering a town surrounded by crowds that were really anxious to see him. The Bible says there was a blind beggar who had heard that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And much to the aggravation of the people around Jesus, he started shouting loudly, "Jesus, have mercy on me!" A lot of annoyed people there told him in no uncertain terms to shut up. So he just shouted louder. And the blind man was a growing nuisance. He was an embarrassment. After all, they had a celebrity in town. And then two little words that tell me so much about Jesus. And there are word for today from the Word of God. Just two words. Luke chapter 18, verse 40. Jesus stopped. Nobody else stopped, but Jesus did. Not for the mayor, not for the millionaires, not for the ministers, but for the miserable. The guy everyone else walked by or walked over. That's who Jesus stops everything for. And the first thing that blind man ever saw was the face of Jesus. Because Jesus did what only he could do. He gave that man his sight. The Bible's filled with stories of people nobody would stop for except Jesus. Marginalized people like blind Bartimaeus. Obnoxious people like Zacchaeus, the hated tax collector. For 2,000 years. Jesus has been stopping for the lonely and the losers and the lost and letting them know that someone knows their name. Someone hears their cry. Someone sees them. Someone really loves them. And it's God's one and only Son. He sees me. He sees a world lost in sin, away from God, headed for an awful eternity. And he does what no one else could do, what no religion could ever do. He pays for my sins with his blood. In the words of the Bible, he was wounded and bruised for our sins. He was beaten so we might have peace. He was lashed and we were healed. You know, Jesus stopped for me. When my soul was destitute, when my soul was doomed, like the hymn says, once I was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. You know what? He might be passing your way today. Would you grab his hand today to begin your personal relationship with a man who loved you enough to die for you? You want to know how? If I could possibly help you, please check out our website today, anewstory.com, anewstory.com. He's stopping for you. He sees you. He loves you. He's moving in close. On the day we celebrate him coming to this world, let him come in to your life.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.